B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub app. They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Love is a burning thing.
This has April 19th significance.
It does. This song was released
from Social Distortion.
Yeah. Ripped off from Social Distortion, released in 1963, the Johnny Cash version of Ring of Fire, which is not a Johnny Cash song. It's a June Carter and Merle Kilgore song.
Burning ring of fire.
This was controversial on the country charts because of the Mexican horns.
And it burns, burns, burns the ring of fire.
Where do you get the Mexican horns at?
Ring of fire.
Well, that just that they added them into the song. It was somewhat controversial at the time.
I got you.
This world.
Unbelievable.
Okay, story coming out of the Oakland Raiders camp.
This is amazing.
Ian Rappaport has this one. Sources. Raiders coach John Gruden and GM Mike Mayock sent their scouts home for the weekend, and they are not expected to return by draft time. That's interesting.
Oh, guys, work's done. Good job. Hey, you know what? Go enjoy the holiday with your families. You've done such a good job up to this point. We're ready to go.
The belief is they don't know who to trust and wanted to clear the room.
Hardy, you saw the Untouchables, right?
Yeah.
Remember when teamwork? Is there an I in team?
Yeah.
T-E-A-M.
Right.
Team. Teamwork.
Teamwork.
There's a rat. There's a rat in the Raiders room, and somebody's talking, and somebody's got a big mouth. Or this could be Mike Mayock's paranoia. There's a story coming out of the combine where Mayock's daughter travels with him sometimes to meet up and see her dad. And she went to dinner with him at St. Elmo's, great restaurant in Indianapolis. She went to dinner with him, and he's at the combine working as the general manager for the Raiders. So she said, and she put this on her Twitter, that her dad got up to go to the bathroom. And when he went to the bathroom, he took his scouting book off the table, put it under his arm, and took it with him. That's how paranoid he is. He wants somebody to run by, grab it, and take all the Raiders' information. The coaches are paranoid. GMs are paranoid. Belichick's paranoid. It's ingrained in him, man. But this tells me there's information getting out.
Well, doesn't the story itself confirm that information is getting out?
Yeah, but like,
someone had to tell them that they had been kicked out of the room. Someone told Rap Sheet, you're never going to believe
this, Ian. Some,
we all just got booted. We were told to go home. We're not welcome back because there's a leak in the room.
There's some that believe that, and you mentioned it earlier, that Kyler Murray can fall and not get drafted number one overall. So if he falls, Raiders are up there at the top six. They're up there. There's rumors that they may take him. If he falls, that's how much Gruden is in love with him. Can you imagine if that rumor got out and all of a sudden you got Carr there and he's your quarterback and he's making all the money? Now he gets pissed off. I don't know. I think Mike Mayock's going to have a much more difficult time than he thought he was coming back into the league.
Daniel Jeremiah is downplaying it. He's a former scout for the Ravens and the Eagles as well. Now he's at NFL Network. I think he's also a Chargers broadcast guy, right? He had this.
It's a shocker. Mayock's protege there.
Daniel Jeremiah wants to downplay it, saying,
shocker?
When I started scouting in 2003, most teams allowed scouts and coaches to see the draft board. By 2012, most teams only allowed three or four people, head coach, GM, personnel director, college director, to have access to the board. This isn't that unusual. So Daniel Jeremiah is downplaying this.
Well, it is if you clear the room with intention. Like, if you're working and you think your work is not done, all of a sudden they say, you know what, pack up. Everybody go. We're done. Like, what? This is telling me that a scout got the Rap Sheet and somebody said, hey, man, we got thrown out. Somebody thinks we're a rat.
Yeah, and not only that, Rap Sheet is reporting that there is a trust issue.
Wow. That's a good way to get off and go.
They don't trust their scouts. If you don't trust your scouts, why would you even trust what they tell you? Why would you trust their evaluations? You don't trust someone. Well, why do you don't trust anything from them?
No, they could be a good worker. They could do a good job and just be gossipy.
Just loose lips.
Loose lips sink ships.
That's what they say.
What did I say earlier? When Zos mentioned the Patriots he's predicting the Patriots will trade up into the low 20s there for their draft pick, right? The Raiders are rumored to be hot on this tight end from Iowa, Noah Fant. Where's those rumors coming
from? Where did
maybe
that come
one of these
from?
Scouts.
Maybe. Maybe. Okay, that's one story. What is the other one, though, that I think we should get to right now?
Okay.
Right now, this happened in Connecticut. We talked about Connecticut.
What happened?
Running
being the rest stop of New England.
Running afoul of what Jim Louth wants, but...
What's wrong, Jim?
Jim?
He wants us to do it at a later date.
Oh.
Later time.
No, we do it now.
We'll just let's get to this.
We can carry over if it has to.
Let's
okay,
get,
is that
let's
good?
Start
is that
telling
good?
This story. It's
from CNN.
I just heard what happened. I don't know all the details of it.
Amanda Jackson, CNN. A golfer and a horse.
A golfer and a horse walk in the bar.
Hold on.
A golfer, a priest,
how this story
and, a Jewish rabbi walk in the bar.
A golfer and a horse.
As opposed to a Baptist rabbi? A golfer,
a young priest and an old priest all walk in.
Are recovering after being injured in separate bobcat attacks in Connecticut on Thursday morning. The attacks happened in Baltic, a small town close to the Rhode Island state line.
Is that close to the Baltic Sea?
The golfer was hurt at Mohegan Sun Golf Course.
Whoa!
And the horse at a home nearby. The golfer in his late 60s was near the seventh hole when he was attacked. Quote, it jumped on his back. He was able to fight it off with a golf club. Connecticut Department of Energy and Environmental Protection Officer Chris Dwyer told CNN affiliate WFSB. He thought it was dead. As he walked a few steps away, it ended up jumping back up and taking off on him.
This is like the Rentham Bobcat.
Another member of the golfer's team, was able to drive the Bobcat off, and the attacked golfer was transported to a hospital for treatment of lacerations.
Ugh.
His condition is unknown.
That's not good. It means he gets back cut up.
So before the attack.
Imagine beating the hell out of your back with a club.
Bobcats are apparently common in Connecticut. And
they're
with that
now.
Being the case, they rarely attack humans, according to state officials.
Normally shy, secretive animals, Beetle. But
the last report of a bobcat attack was in 2014 in Connecticut. And that animal turned out to be rabid.
Didn't the bobcat drag a horse out of its stall like a week ago?
No. I
thought we did a report on a horse.
Jim tells me in my ear that the bobcat in this case has also tested positive for rabies
as of
this morning.
So you got a wacko bobcat on the
list. Lori Osowski's horse was attacked by a bobcat and suffered lacerations to the neck and eye.
Polish horse.
Horse going to be okay.
Chest, neck.
Horse going to be okay.
Think the horse knows where his pen is.
Neck, head area. It's not too bad. Only three rabid bobcats in 20 years with deep. What is deep?
Lacerations.
The department.
Oh, depth.
Head, breast, chest, neck,
deep.
And face.
Depth.
Department of Energy and Environmental Protection, the deep officer said, only three rabid bobcats. They're extremely aggressive, vicious, and when they do have that rabies virus. Not saying that it does, but Jim is telling us this morning.
As of 11:43 this morning.
Now tested positive,
has
Jim?
Now tested positive.
Yep. Because they did...
Now, what this guy should have done
They did track the bobcat down and kill it.
Quiet.
That's bobcat?
Is that you getting sound effects or is that an actual...
No, remember we actually played this with the bobcat screams and people were freaking out by the screams in the woods?
I'll tell you, knowing this, I now know that...
Oh. Jesus Christ!
Quinnipiac's mascot makes a lot more sense if they're the bobcats. You okay over there?
I want a spot right at my elbow too, boy.
What, a funny bone?
No, it's like this little calcified cyst and it hurts like a, you know.
Taking off.
Oh my god.
Did you go to a doctor?
You know what this guy should have done, Hardy?
It goes away by itself. It's not like a on a skin cyst. It's bone.
You got bobcats down there?
We got bobcats.
On your acreage?
Yes.
You got to stand your ground, and you got to say, quah!
No, that's...
Quah!
Only works for
no,
bear.
Quah,
and
quah,
even then, quah, not every time.
We talked about this when about a month or two ago. I told you Bentley was going nuts. It was a...
Rentham bobcat.
It was out in our, it was a scream. Like this cat was getting skinned out in our driveway. Like, sure. And he's going nuts.
Sure.
And we turn on the lights, you look out, and there's a little red fox. It's a fox's mating call. See, we thought it was fisher cats.
What does that have to do with bobcats?
Because we have bobcats out by us, too, because we're back here on Joe's Rock.
Okay.
Yeah, look it up. The rental bobcat. He's everywhere.
Do you have deer?
It's on the face. Oh, yeah, we got deer.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
What's that have to do with bobcats?
Because I thought it could have been a bobcat screaming.
Oh,
like
okay.
It was killing somebody's fox.
All right.
I didn't want to go outside. I went outside with a bat.
Sounds like a baby crying.
Yes, and I went outside with a bat, and our neighbors are out there. Like, you hear that? I'm like, yeah. Like, what the hell is that? And he had this like deer light on. It was a fox.
You got to keep that calcified cyst like protected though, because that bobcat reach up and grab that thing. I saw it debilitate you for 10-15 seconds.
I'll roll over like a baby.
Yeah.
617-779-0985. I see a couple bobcat stories on the line.
You want to talk bobcats?
You want to
talk
fisher cats?
Yeah. I'm surprised that sparked any phone calls.
That's on the way.
That's that type of day. Or sharks.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you can clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh, yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sorry, Zoe. The Bobcat collars dropped. Obviously, their bobcat stories were not that good.
I do have a shark story. I haven't done sharks in a while.
What's your shark story?
Is this documented?
It says documented. This is on the shark app.
Sharktivity?
That a big female ventured as far north to be just offshore in the Florida panhandle in the Gulf of Mexico, which is very rare to even have any great whites. They're mostly black-tip sharks. And bull sharks that go there, tiger sharks. But they got a 1,600-pounder said to be, how would Quint put it, up to, not 23 feet, but 15 to 16 feet long.
Where was this?
Off the Florida panhandle, off the in the Gulf of Mexico. So probably Panama City, around that area. And they could tell it because it's when the shark fin breaks the water and it has that beacon on it. So it pinged. Just off the coast of the Florida Panhandle. This was a couple days ago. They're a little alarmed in Florida now. It's like, where'd that come from?
When they tagged her in 2016 off Nantucket.
Yeah, 1,668 pounds currently.
12 foot 6. They estimate she could be between 14 and 15 feet long today.
Where'd you do that measuring tape?
It's down at the front desk. It was David's. I returned it.
That's as long as this room.
How long do you think 14, 15 feet is?
Probably from corner. Oh, to about the middle of that window. Yeah, it's not that big. I mean, I wouldn't want to see it in the water.
It's an enormous shark, but this room is like.
That's a jaw shark, 23 footer. 23.
In the last 103 days, the shark named Miss Costa has clocked nearly 12,400 miles.
He's moving. Looking for something.
According to the organization OSearch, previous pings from this month placed her around Florida's Treasure Coast and then the Florida Keys.
Not so much.
A little north of
anymore,
Tampa, huh? And most recently, Pensacola.
They don't get these kinds up there. So there's a little shark update as we get closer to summer.
So
it's nice to see some right whales. And some new ones starting to pop up in the area. The once endangered whale. They're seeing more sightings in Cape Cod Bay and that. So that's a really good sign for the whales.
They're saying they also maybe expect the shark to go to DeSoto Canyon, which is for sharks, a seafood buffet that cuts the Gulf in half.
Here's the problem, and Jim just brought
it's like
this
going
up.
To the Ponderosa for sharks.
Yeah, like you want to go to the buffet.
I love Ponderosa.
Sharks don't want to sit down. We used to go to Ponderosa. This is what we used to do.
Which was better, Ponderosa or Bonanza?
Oh, Ponderosa.
Yeah.
We would go we would go to church every Sunday in Denora, Pennsylvania, and we would go to Charleroi, and we walk around Montgomery Wards. That was our big day out. If you go to church, guess what, kids? You get to walk around Montgomery Wards. We ain't buying anything. But you can walk around.
You're just going to look.
You went in. You played with the Casio keyboards, the boom boxes. Remember the old boom boxes? Already had them everywhere. And I'm like, oh, my God, I want
dual
one.
Cassette? Nice.
Yep, dual cassette because you could dub. There's nothing better than dubbing. You get the BASF tapes, BASF.
Yep, yeah.
BASF. And then we'd go to Ponderosa next door to eat. And you'd wait in line. Everybody get their trays. And they had, like, the metal inside the wood tray. And put that steak on there and get the so extra good. Baked potato with the Thousand Island dressing. I said, put more Thousand Island on top of my baked potato with sour cream and butter.
Mm. How do you ask?
Please.
There you go.
Please. And that was a big day out, man. That was a big day out back in the day. Ponderosa.
Jim brings
get the chop steak. Save money.
Jesus. Jim brings up a good point. Miss Costa is the name of this shark.
Yeah. Yes.
He said, can you imagine getting attacked by a shark named Miss Costa? How long before one of these shark attacks happens from a shark that's been tagged? They're tagging sharks all the time. Pretty soon, someone's going to get chomped by one. They're like, oh, actually, Clever Boy pinged.
Clever Boy!
At that same time, in that same area, you got bit by Clever Boy. Or, oh, it's Prickly Pete. Prickly Pete pinged around that
time of
that shark attack off the Cape.
Right.
You got bit by Prickly Pete.
They're talking about another shark named Hilton that has had
swanky.
Similar movements. Like, oh, yeah, Hilton got him.
Yeah, Hilton's got he's a New York-based, Long Island, out there in the Hamptons.
That Hilton, he's got a mean streak. You got to look out for him.
Hilton and Pennington, they like to swim. They're swanky.
He
eat the good stuff.
Human meat. He loves it.
Yeah.
You know, he's a bit of a picky eater. He doesn't love the Ponderosa down in the Panhandle. He likes to come up north and get human.
Charlotte, she's fine. She's just cruising. You know, you don't have to worry about Charlotte.
It's like having different dogs.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Oh, stay away from
me. What about Bonita?
Oh, Captain Toothy. Don't get anywhere near Captain Toothy.
Captain Toothy.
He eats everything.
He'll cut you right open.
Josh in Alaska. What's up, Josh?
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
Hey, man.
Good.
How's your bears?
I actually saw a black bear 2 days ago. It was pretty sweet, but
nice.
I didn't get to shoot him.
Damn it.
How big?
He was pretty, I don't know, they're just coming out of their den, so they're kind of scrawny.
Oh,
he's probably only about 400 or 500 pounds.
Do they look hammered like when they come out and hibernate in the winter? And like they're all like woozy, trying to wake up,
stumbling around.
What's about them?
Yeah, they don't take too long. They're ready to go.
Right.
I had a kind of a funny bobcat story, but it's actually a lynx, the ones that had the little pointy ears.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
My cousin came up from California and to go on a moose hunt with me, and he shows up and it's going to be kind of fun. You know, he's got this big old pistol strapped on. He's trying to be an outdoorsy Alaskan guy, and let's see, you probably don't need to wear that all the time, but he's worried about a bear, so he ends up wearing it's just a 44 magnum. It's like, well, if you're going to shoot a bear, you better scrub the front sights off so when he pulls it out of your hands and shoves it where the sun doesn't shine, it doesn't hurt so bad. And we're cruising up this river about a half hour. He asked me, pull over, look around a little bit. So I did, and there's this big, I pulled up right underneath kind of a large branch, probably eight inch diameter branch. And he's just sitting in the bow, and he's starting to tell me about his life because I hadn't seen him in a long time. And I am not kidding, 3 feet away from him, this probably 60-pound lynx, 40, 50-pound lynx, stands up 3 feet from his face, and they both looked at each other and screamed the same kind of bobcat scream.
Shut up.
And, no, it was great.
Wait, he stood up on its hind legs?
The cat. No, he just stood up, you know, he was laying down sleeping. I think we woke him up. And it surprised him, and he screamed, and my cousin screamed, and he did a California Clint Eastwood, pulled that pistol out like nobody's business, and shot it right in the head.
Good grief. I was waiting for some kicker fun part of that.
Wow.
You're saying a 44 Magnum wouldn't stop a black bear?
And that ended with the lynx getting its head blown off. What the
They
hell?
Said you have to shoot the bear.
Tom made a good point. His stories always end the same way.
Yeah.
Yeah, right in the head, boom,
with
down.
With him shooting an animal.
They said you got to shoot the bear through the heart. Or the head.
Oh, my God.
That's the only way you stop it. Like, it keeps coming at you if you hit it in the
leg. Well, I wasn't planning on blowing off his pinky toe. Yeah. I got a 44 Magnum center mass, baby.
What do you think? It's like a controlled shooting?
Double pop,
you
know, tap, tap, boom, boom.
Yeah, we're going to drop the criminal in the leg. We're going to hit him in the leg and just put him down.
The Canada Lynx only grows to his size up to about 25 pounds.
Story has already got some inaccuracies in it.
Was it a Eurasian lynx that somehow walked across the landmass 10,000 years ago? Has offspring living there now? I don't know. Just saying.
Sean is in Worcester. Hi, Sean.
Hey, guys. What's going on? I'm wondering, what do you think? The Pats have been known for trading back in the draft. I'm wondering if you think it's a serious possibility that they trade up this year.
Yes.
And is there a prospect that you are looking at?
Yeah, I mean, I just think it's the tight ends. The two tight ends from Iowa, anybody else they may have on their mind there, I don't think it'll be for a receiver. I don't think there's a receiver in this draft that you say, boy, that's the one we reach for at 20. If one of those tackles, I'm not good with the tackle names, but I know the top ones are in Washington, Florida. Alabama has a big one. There's a couple defensive linemen that are studs, four, and that's it. If any of those fall, maybe that's where they really make a move up. But I see them making a move up to somewhere between 20, 24 in that range. There's teams that they have good relationships with there. So
we will get back to your calls. Today's takeaways, the fake promos at 1:50.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. Tub.
I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
I went to a party last Saturday night. I didn't get laid. I got in a fight. Uh-huh. It ain't no big thing.
Short time ago, Zoe promised to have Jim explain to everybody how they can watch the Bruins tonight. Is that right?
Yeah, Jim.
What's the issue with watching the Bruins tonight?
Apparently, PlayStation View has dropped them.
Dropped
their service as of 5 p.m. tonight.
Oh, that's convenient.
Nesson tried to get an extension. It was not okayed. So if you have that PS or PlayStation
PS View,
whatever that is, yeah.
It's just a TV service, basically.
If that's your service, you don't get Nesson as of 5 o'clock.
You won't see
tonight.
The game. Yeah, well, go out to a bar then.
So what's the workaround?
I know YouTube TV has Nesson. That's what I have.
Oh.
They have Nesson. I had PlayStation View. It wasn't working great. Couple of years ago, so I switched to YouTube TV.
Do you have to pay for YouTube TV?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Do you get Nesson Plus?
It actually
on that?
Just went up. It was $42 a month for YouTube TV for a while. They just added a whole bunch of they have Discovery and HGTV and a whole bunch of new channels, so they bumped it like $10.
Oh,
that's like $54.
Whoa,
now.
It's $12 hike. Do you get Nesson Plus on that?
Yes.
So you get both Red Sox and Bruins when there's.
I have a question though. What do you? How so do you I get set. The, how I do you set, get internet?
I have internet through Verizon still.
Internet. You could just order internet.
Yeah, you don't have to take the cable.
I was still under contract with Verizon, so I just downgraded my contract. I kept my contract, but downgraded my plan to internet only.
Wow.
But the thing is, with YouTube TV, you get the DVR thing, like where it's just you could DVR as many things as you want.
That
unlimited.
To me is that to me makes it attractive.
So all six versions of the game the other night, all three games were going on.
Yeah.
Six different versions because they were all national games. Everything records.
Wow.
That's pretty wild. So that we don't miss anything.
Yeah, so my son can watch everything the next day.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, look at this. The offerings have certainly gone up on here.
Hold your kid, Jim.
Six.
Why don't you show him pictures of Larry Bird at the game in the stands where he's old?
He saw his heart.
Oh, he did?
He saw it, yeah. He's on to Muggsy Bogues now. He's doing a lot of YouTube on Muggsy Bogues.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, wow, there really is a lot on here. I'm not going to lie. It's a pretty good list of items there.
Do you get NFL Network?
No. That's the one channel you don't get. That's bad. That's one you don't get. That's terrible.
Wow.
I need that like a la carte somewhere.
You don't get Good Morning Football then.
Good Morning Football.
I I almost put my foot through the TV. Now, I never would do that to my TV at home, but I was watching Good Morning Football. They're doing a draft. They have their own mock draft. And they threw it to Charlie Cash. And Charlie, another. Here's what I tell you we're going to do here. I said, oh, yeah, I got my peeps telling me that they're going to trade up. That's what they're going to do. Patriots are going to trade up. Patriots are going to trade up and select a defensive tackle, pass rush specialist. I'm like, they're not going to trade up into the teens. He's so stupid. Makes dumb comments all the time.
Yeah, that. 617-779-0985. If you can't watch the game tonight because all you have is PSU, you can, of course, listen to the game right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Games are timed out nicely tonight. You can watch the first two periods of the Bruins pretty much uninterrupted while the Celtics haven't started till 8:30 yet. So,
oh, 8:30 start. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a national game.
What
ABC,
time?
I think.
And Bruins are right at 7.
So you can pretty much watch the first period and probably most of the second period. The game. So if you missed the first few minutes of the Celtics game, you can watch the first two periods of Bruins uninterrupted.
Baseball tonight, too. No, but my kid's got baseball. But then he's like, we got to get nachos. We already bought nachos for the game.
Your kid's got baseball.
Kids have baseball tonight.
And then you have nachos.
He wants nachos for the Bruins game.
By the way, this weekend looks like a washout.
Yeah, I know. It sucks. When's the last time we had a nice weekend around here? Other than 3 weekends ago where everybody was like, you did your yard that day.
We had a decent weekend last weekend. Wasn't Friday good day here? I mean, Saturday?
We've had one of the 2 days good every weekend.
Sunday wasn't bad either. I thought last weekend was okay. It wasn't a bad weekend.
It was better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. Last weekend was okay. And then we had that warm day going back a couple weeks. That was fabulous. I think I'm going to get a little fertilizer down today, Hardy. A little bit more. Yeah.
Don't go.
Not on the grass. Not on the grass for the, you got to get the, if you got nice shrubs that are growing this time of year, you get that little shrub fertilizer.
Okay. Miracle-Gro.
It's not quite Miracle-Gro. It's specific for shrubs.
Yeah, I know it is. It's a yellow bead.
It's like, it's a little beady. It's good. You sprinkle it around this time.
Glass.
It soaks in.
Yeah.
They green right up. They rock it up. They get big.
It's got timed release in it. Yep.
It's good.
What if?
You guys do tulips for Easter?
Hypothetically, you have a dog that wants to chew on everything.
I probably wouldn't use that stuff.
And
I probably wouldn't.
No amount of leash pulling, treat waving, anything is going to stop that dog from first things first. Let me get in those shrubs.
Spanking.
And see what I can find out.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't use it. I probably wouldn't use any fertilizer if I had a dog.
That invisible fence doesn't go up for another week.
Remember 2 years ago when I had that black mulch gut and it was like hot and smelly and it was just great. And Bentley decided to roll around it, came to the back door and he was covered in black.
Yeah.
That was a good day for him. He didn't go back in the mulch after that. He didn't go anywhere near the mulch after that day.
Or did you beat him?
Oh, I didn't beat the dog.
Well, what does that mean? It's like
he
didn't go back in the mulch.
If you roll a newspaper up,
uh-huh.
And you just tap that. They don't like the nose tapped right there. And you tell him and shame him. You take him over. You're a bad dog.
You feel shame?
And he ducks his head.
After the fact?
He knows. He knew. When they come back to that door and their head's down, they know.
No, I
like what made you roll in it? Or wait till yours gets a little older and they discover that you can roll in your own poo. Those are fun days because nobody else in the house does the bath.
Who taught your dog that?
Little doors get locked. You're outside the dog on the deck. Wash the dog. We're not touching it.
The fake promos in today's takeaways.
You wanted
are
the
next.
Dog.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Solak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. That's
sweet. Okay. Fake Promo Friday is brought to you by Weekend 180 Weight Loss. If your doctor recommends to drop the weight for health reasons, do what most people in the Boston area have done. Check it all out at Weekend 180 Weight Loss.
One quick item before we get to the eight fake promos that we have ready for you. Someone, Kyle on Twitter, wanted to know if we got to the bottom of, did Zoe's 10-year-old son actually buy pants with 30-inch inseams?
I sent you guys the pic.
According to the tag on the pants, yes, they are 30-inch. Yeah. I'd like to see a tape measure like Hardy had yesterday.
I'll put the pants on him and I'll FaceTime you later.
Let's get a measurement of the pants.
I would like to see you bring him to Mr. Sid and have him stand there on the box there in front of one of the tailors and have him actually measure his inseam from a professional tailor.
Okay, here's what's true.
What are you sticking in the crotch?
Zoe said he bought pants with a 30-inch inseam. Yeah. The pants are marked that way.
Yes.
So he's not lying about that.
I will put the pants on the kid when I get home.
It doesn't necessarily mean it's actually 30 inches, but they are marked and sold as 30 pants.
Yeah, they're long. I didn't think they were going to fit him. I didn't. Didn't think it was going to fit him. I was like, he can't wear this because it's tweener. He's a tweener. He's out of kids and he's not really an adult. So, but you got to buy up. You got to buy a size up. And I'm like, Billy Lanny knows that problem. Probably had to buy Husky. You know?
Okay.
I was a Husky kid.
Let's get to the fake promos.
You ever go to Kaufman's or Macy's? Husky. Have a Husky section.
Okay, fake promo Friday. We begin with someone making their first ever appearance in a fake promo.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
That's all right. You can suck as long as you go quick.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
On the crossover. I believe that was today.
You can suck as long as you go quick.
Did Jay Cutler do something with Kristen Cavallari?
Yesterday.
Where she was engorged. She said, as bad as Jay has sucked in his life, it's how he helped her with her issue.
Who?
Jay Cutler, his wife. Oh. He got married to some reality star. And
Kristen Cavallari.
She had an issue. And he helped her issue. But she was making fun of his career. She's trying to make a joke.
It's the breast milk blockage.
Oh. Well, he could tell you exactly what he did, but probably wouldn't be good for air.
Well, he suckled. He nursed. Unblock it. That's what he says. Yeah. Moving on.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Tim is in New Hampshire.
I'm a left shot, but I'm not great at shooting. It's a problem.
Guys, I wouldn't put T-Bone in net. He can't turn his neck. You know. What?
Hello?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Good call.
I had to play goalie today for you.
Hello? Got the caller trying to interject to get on the air.
Can I? How are you?
Hello?
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Speaking of Tory Krug, here's Joe in the car on that gentleman. Hello, Joe. Oh, God. Joe!
Yes.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I'm sorry.
Don't yell at me. Yeah.
Joe!
Yes.
Yes.
Present.
Yes.
Here. Accounted for.
Right.
Yes. All right.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
He can hit, but he cannot catch. I know what I'm talking about. Oh. And the Sox know what they're talking about. You guys upset me. I got to go, bud.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Mike in Vermont, right?
Sound like Blair in Maine.
I'm all upset. So you can't help me then? No, I'm sorry.
You guys make me so angry.
You make me so upset, I gotta go.
I might sue you and the people you represent. For what? Punitive damages that you're giving me. That I'm giving you.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Hey, high five! High five, Tiger! A good par save!
Give me some!
High five! That was a good putt!
With your...
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Woo!
Good job.
Yeah, good
job. Anybody. Anybody. Anybody over the age of...
11.
I was going to get a cutoff of 13 years old.
Okay.
If you're 13 years old and leaning over to get a high five from any athlete at any game, even when they're walking down the tunnel to go to the locker room, grown people, grown-ass people, trying to get high fives, stop it.
Windship.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
I ain't watching. I'm fucking the radio station back and forth because I'm going to be listening to the Celtics. During the first intermission, I'm fucking it over to the Celtics.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports
Now,
Hub.
Wait a second. When we were going over these, Jim, you did not play the bleeped version. Did you feel uncomfortable?
Oh, no, we did.
Yeah, we did both.
No,
listened to them like 20 minutes ago.
Played for me, I didn't think was bleeped.
It was.
It was. Yeah. Well,
The unbleeped ones are pretty good, too.
The unbleeped ones sound... He didn't say anything wrong. He didn't say a bad word.
But you see why
the bleep made it sound worse. The unbleeped version sounds worse.
Yeah.
So I'm
you wouldn't have been chastised
if
you
played
actually,
the right one.
If you would have pressed the reset button, we wouldn't have killed you for it.
Yes. At the end of the day, we're fine.
That's close.
I'm sorry.
You call it the reset button, though?
What do you call it, Jim? I don't know. You're the button pusher.
Next.
Jeez. Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Listen, man. Hey, that's a man. My goodies.
What's that?
My goodies.
How's your milkshake?
Milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
That's what.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Honest to God, I went home. On the way home, I looked that song up and listened to it.
The milkshake song?
Milkshake song.
How is it?
It's a good one, man. It should be in a rotation a little bit.
Can you do a quick rendition of it? What, lyrically? I mean, just...
No.
My goodies.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. Damn right. It's better than yours to get right. Psh, it's better than yours.
Yeah, that's all I want.
I can teach you, but I have to charge, right?
Yes, I can teach you, but I have to charge. Milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. Yes. Everybody's like, what's a milkshake?
Well.
Like it milky or
all right.
Oh,
last one.
Milkshake.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
My roommate in Maryland was a guy by the name of Frank Namath. It was Joe Willie's nephew. He was a little smaller guy, but he had a great ass because my hand could go... underneath it.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Perfect.
He had a great ass.
He had the perfect center's ass.
Roommate,
he got a crease right there.
Little guy with a great ass.
And I kept trying to tell
him. My hand could go right underneath it.
I kept trying. I tried to convince our coach to play him because he put this other kid in. It was a better blocker. And I literally, I got enough to worry about with the play, yet alone securing a snap every play. And he's throwing a hot dog down a hallway. It's just... You throw it up there, and I don't know how the ball's coming in. I'm like, Coach, watch. Yeah, I think I could take a snap with one hand with this other guy. So why wouldn't you ever play him?
I am done with the week on that note. What the?
You got the point.
Who was the centers, though?
Mitch Suplee was the other one.
Was that?
And you couldn't.
Ass was so bad, you had to go home and scrub your hand with bleach.
Oh, that was Dave Walba. He wouldn't shower during camp. And he just thought it was funny to let himself go at times.
So your the back of your left hand.
You know what? Next time Bledsoe's in, we'll tell the story.
I bet you have no idea what that's like.
We'd be in meetings.
Just letting
going,
it go sometime.
What is that smell? It's our hands from him because he's such a disgusting human being.
Have a great weekend. Felger and Maz are coming up next. Felger, Parts Unknown, Murray and Maz.
Have a good holiday, everybody.
Yeah, happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Hot dog.
The home of the Boston Bruins.
Rats the same.
WBTN MHD1 Boston 98.5. The Sports Hub. The Beasley Media Group Station. Sports Hub headlines.
Look for Sean Corrali tonight. Back in the lineup for the Bruins as they play Game 5 at the TD Garden. Best of 7. Tied at 2 games each. What do you have to say about being back in tonight there, Sean?
Watching is always hard, especially in the playoffs. But obviously, we did a good job last game, and we were proud of that. And looking forward to moving on to tonight. And it's going to be another hard-fought game.
We'll get the latest from Judd Surratt and Bob Beers. 6:30 pregame. Pucko dropped just after 7 o'clock right here on 98.5, the Sports Hub. Celtics, meanwhile, are in Indy to play the Pacers in Game 3. Green up 2-0 in the best of 7. That game will be heard on 105.7 WROR, pregame of 8 o'clock, and a tip-off at 8:30 tonight. Meanwhile, the Red Sox put another player on the IL today. Dustin Pedroia placed yesterday. Today, it's infielder Eduardo Nunez. He's on there with a mid-back strain. Erasmo Ramirez designated for assignment, and Tsui Lin and Michael Chavis called up from AAA Pawtucket. As the Sox begin a 3-game set in Tampa tonight, Eduardo Rodriguez, your starting pitcher. Headlines are brought to you by Hooters. Catch all the playoff action at Hooters, Dedham, Saugus, West Springfield, and Route 9 in Shrewsbury. Hooters makes you happy. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines coming up with Big Jim Murray in 30 minutes.
You know the hot take.
The stupid All-Star
game.
He
still made those plays.
They now have shown they can win.
Everything Boston sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mads.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, hi, everybody. Welcome to the program. This is Felger and Maserati on a Friday, on an agenda-free Friday. We've got Maz and Murray coming to you from our TD Garden studios at the Garden in advance of Bruins-Leafs Game 5. I come to you parts unknown, and this is how we're going to roll today, one of these split shows. Maz, Murray, how you doing? Can you hear me?
We can.
Oh, yeah, loud and clear.
Okay, unfortunately for you and the people of Boston...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.